Among the 10 threats to the Great Lakes is the loss of thousands of square miles of wetlands along the lakes. From Superior to Ontario and on up the St. Lawrence Seaway, we've lost some of the most important wildlife habitat along the edges of the lakes. For example, 200 years ago, much of the southern shore of Lake Erie was a huge swamp. Most of those wetlands have been drained and filled since European settlement. Julie Grant reports on efforts to maintain the little bit that remains.
Researchers from the Cleveland Area Park District have been driving hours to get here, to this bit of swamp, nearly every day since last spring. Biologist Rick Spence and his partner wade through 2 feet of boot-sucking mud. They're looking for turtles, Blanding's turtles to be exact. With a distinctive bright yellow chin and throat, they're designated as a species of special concern in Ohio.
And the Blanding's originally were found in this area, in the southern portion of Lake Erie along this basin area. And so there's a lot of the Blanding's in here. It doesn't get any better than this. We have nothing like this really around the Cleveland area that I know of.
This area is the 150-year-old Winus Point Marsh Conservancy and Duck Hunting Club. It's the largest privately owned coastal wetland in Ohio. It's a thin strip of marsh that runs 8.5 miles along the shore. Roy Krall has been executive director of the Duck Hunting Club for more than 20 years. He keeps busy balancing the needs of researchers, biology classes, and reporters. Krall takes me onto the marsh in a wooden boat. He uses an old-fashioned pole to push us through water that's only a couple of inches deep. It's slow and quiet. He stops and uses the pole to slap the water for a call and response with migratory birds. He can hear who's hiding in the cattails, arrowhead, and other emergent wetland plants.
Well, looks like the teal have left and the rail are here.
Krall says the 4,500-acre marsh harbors over 100,000 waterfowl, mostly ducks, during November's peak migration. There aren't many places like this left on the Lake Erie coastline. More than 90% of the region's wetlands have been drained. Most of that was done in the mid-1800s. The area was once known as the Great Black Swamp. It stretched from Lake Erie all the way to Indiana. Much of it was under a dense canopy of hardwood trees. Krall says it was a great system to filter river waters entering the lake, but European settlers and land speculators cut down most of the trees, dug ditches, and straightened stream channels to move water quickly off the land. They built roads and transformed the swamp into rich, productive farm fields.
You have to put yourself in the time period, rightfully so. That was considered progress. You know, now we have to look back and say, well, yeah, it was progress, but now it's looking like it's not progress. And if we're not going to eliminate all these wetlands, we're going to have to take some proactive measures to do it.
Even at Winus Point, some of the wetlands are in poor condition. Standing on a man-made dike, we look one way and see all kinds of plants, cattails, duckweed, and lily pads. But look to the side that's not protected by the dike, and there's no vegetation. Hand-drawn maps from the 1800s show a diversity of plants here, but now it looks like an open bay.
What we're looking at now is an open water wetland, and again, with no plants, you know, we don't have the structure for instance, fish and invertebrates and even plankton and algae to colonize on plant stems.
Krall says it's not nearly as productive as the protected area. He says high lake levels, invasive carp, and pollution running off the land into the rivers that drain into the lake have all made it tough for marsh vegetation to survive. Without plants, Krall says, the wetland can't clean water running off the land into the lake. He says it's unrealistic to expect a short band of remnant wetlands to do the job of hundreds of square miles of swamp forest.
The key is to start at the far upstream head of the watershed and begin restoring wetlands from there down to here.
There are some efforts to restore small parts of the Great Black Swamp, but Krall says it's also important to protect the little bit of original coastal wetlands that are still left. For the GLRC, I'm Julie Grant.